Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do-it-yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, a pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, it's time for the Wicked Queens Edition episode. We give our official reviews for Wicked Part 1, we hold space for Defying Gravity, we talk Jonathan Bailey sucking on a big green foot, plus we predict the worst possible cast for the inevitable Wizard of Oz remake. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hello, my lady. Hello, my darling. You don't like that? That doesn't make you wet for mommy? Hello? Are you there? Baby, can you show me to be Rachel?
Here I am.
Where?
I'm trying. Right here.
Oh, there you are.
I'm trying to hold space.
Oh, God.
I'm trying, and here you are. Hello, my lady. Hello, my... Piero, I'm trying to hold space.
We do work in queer media.
Well, I know. We have to start at the beginning.
What's there to say?
We were friends at school.
So there... What?
Oh, hello, darling, hiding one.
Good day. She's dead.
Yes. Good news.
You know what? We did dead.
Sing. We need to talk about the everlasting impact of the wicked of the Wizard of Oz.
Spit it out, mama.
Well, you know, it brings me no pride to say that we did have a teacher who was evil. And, you know, I think I've told you this. She died the year after I had her.
I have never heard this story.
People did not like her. And if you're an ancestor to this old woman who is no longer with us, you know what? Learn from her. Be different, okay? Do something different with your legacy. The ancestry.com of your family tree needs to be fixed. Stat. The apple fell, okay? I don't know if she has children. Anyway, a girl peed in her class.
Because she was nervous?
Because she goes, can I go to the bathroom? She wouldn't let her go to the bathroom. And she peed and it dripped down the leg of her combo seat desk.
What year was this schooling?
She was a fourth grade teacher.
Okay, fourth grade. I'm like, if you're pissing your pants.
I will not say the name.
If you're pissing your pants as a senior.
Well, it could happen to you if your teacher doesn't let you go to the bathroom.
And to think like, anyway. Wait, and to think though, like, you know, we weren't hydrating back then like they hydrate now. People definitely have to go to the bathroom in class more than we probably ever did.
They're just sucking on their USBs.
We didn't have a Stanley Cup. We didn't have a Visco.
you could bring a Nalgene. I think people had their Nalgene.
Nobody at my high. Well, I went to school way before you did. Nobody had water bottles in my classroom. We had a drinking fountain. Slurp, slurp.
Slurp, slurp. Well, she died, okay, and the year after I had her, and people were running down the hallways screaming, ding dong, the witch is dead, the wicked witch, the evil witch.
How'd she die?
The everlasting impact of the Wizard of Oz.
How'd she die? Well, okay, tell me how she died. Old age? Oh,
I don't know how she died.
Was she down with the sickness?
She was giving old age, but I don't know if she had complications.
I will say, the impact of Wizard of Oz it lives on. I can't ride a bicycle to this day without thinking. Yes. When we were little, my dad would take us on bike rides, and I would, like, when I was too little and I had to sit in that, like, back seat that was, like, attached to the back of your dad's bike, which is terrifying, by the way. He was always given, and I still think it every time I ride a bike. I'm sure I was humming it when, where were you and I riding on that bicycle built for two? Some sort of Netherlands?
We probably did sing that. Well, did you see Wicked?
I did. You don't want to, you have Wicked. Nothing else to say about holding space for Wicked? Or defying
we'll
gravity?
We'll get to it.
I saw Wicked. What do you want to know? The haters are going to be mad.
Well, aren't you a hater?
No. I'm just always thinking. My wheels are always turning.
To hate.
And to think is to hate. No, I think you can have a nuanced opinion. Every other gay I've seen in town and on Instagram is all 5 stars, no notes.
I never have no notes, honey. Somebody we both know posted on their story, if you didn't uncontrollably sob from this scene, we can't be friends, with an image from a scene.
I cried at that scene, so I thought, good, we can be friends.
I thought, uncontrollably sob.
Check.
I don't think I did.
Because you never got bullied on the dance floor like some of us.
Yes, I did. Yeah. Uncontrollably sob. It seems like you need to know how to regulate
your emotions.
Listen,
you're not a water.
A little bit.
You're not a water sign. The person who posted that is a Scorpio. And we water signs feel things.
Oh my God. Do Scorpios feel things? Because I can confirm, I know one.
Scorpios have emotions. Us, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpios, we're water signs. The water works be working. Our tears be dropping.
Okay.
Well, Splash in the popcorn, honey.
I'm an Aries, Libra, so you do the math. Okay.
Okay, so what are your notes on Wicked?
Well, what's there to say? I thought it was a triumph. I thought Idina Menzel, she was there. Oh, spoilers!
Okay, if anybody's going into Wicked and doesn't think there's going to be a cameo from Idina and Kristen, then you're dumb. There, I said it.
Okay. So, okay, let's that just was, say that there's going like, to be some spoilers there. Right
that
here.
Was like being like, oh, I wonder if Lindsay Lohan's going to be in the Mean Girls musical adaptation. If you didn't know that, you're dumb.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that Idina and Kristen might be there.
You're dumb.
I didn't know.
Your brain could use some constant thinking like mine does.
The woman next to me in the theater pointed at the screen, gasped, and pointed full length, arm extended out.
Well, you know. You know me. I went
at the cameo.
You know me. I went to my good theater in town where you'll get in trouble for acting up and acting out and singing along and talking and pointing. Mm. Everyone was on their best behavior.
Thank God. You know what? Actually, everyone was on the best behavior at my screening too. I can always tell. You can easily gauge at an AMC if
now during, that you're a Stubbs member.
Well, yes. If during the Nicole Kidman of it all, the rowdiness that occurs during that is indicative of what's to come. Got during it. the movie experience. And so if there's people standing and saluting or putting their hands over their heart, you know you're in for a rowdy show. If people are at least clapping for Nicole Kidman, people are going to be, you know, expressing themselves during the movie. And I found... no expression. I was pretty happy about that. No people singing. I was prepared to be a little.
A friend of mine said he saw it at AMC, and there was the woman behind him hummed every song, hummed along with every song.
Oh, what? That's even worse than singing along. That's ridiculous.
I saw him post on his Insta story. I want to say, baby, one look over the shoulder will stop that.
You know how to shush a child.
I sure do. The only outburst at my theater, everybody clapped when Ariana finished Popular. That was the only song performance that received any applause. And I thought, interesting.
That's interesting. People did clap at the end of mine, at the very end, and I clapped. I like to clap, and then I, you know me, I like to say, "You think there's gonna be any bloopies?" Which for Wicked, it could have happened, but I it didn't slap as hard as the question of bloopies for The Substance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fair.
So yeah, there was only one moment where I was like, "Okay, when are they gonna start wrapping this up?" Because it was getting a little long.
It's a lengthy film.
I went to an 11:15 p.m. showing.
That's insane because, behavior.
Well, in L.A., you can't get seats unless it's front row until next week. Like, every single showing, there's 9 a.m. showings that are sold out. This is the city of people without work. People have nothing to do when they're seeing Wicked three times.
Restaurants don't open till 4.
Well, and you can tell. People are seeing Wicked.
Yeah, I my friends went and saw it at 8:30 on Friday, which I was like, that's also insane behavior. I can't be out that late. I saw it at a sensible 6 p.m. on Saturday, which was lovely.
That sounds great. Yeah, I saw it at 11:15 p.m. on Saturday night. It was like,
what time
2
did you get home? Bars were closed.
Oh my God. Oh, I know.
Dangerous to be out on the roads that late.
I'm aware, and it was a little bit drizzly.
Yeah, it's been atmospheric river up here too.
I did bring sour watermelon Mike and Ike's because the packaging was green and pink, and so I thought I'm gonna sneak in some sour watermelon Mike and Ike's, and they felt on theme and they were delish.
There was a woman working at my theater who was not dressed any sort of way Wicked related, but had a green face. Oh. but stopped at the chin. You know what I mean? It wasn't like didn't do ears, like didn't do neck. It was just a green circle on her face.
Giving Katy Perry at the Kids Choice.
It was iconic. I thought, good for you. Way to lean into the fun.
Did you ever see Wicked, the musical?
I saw it with you and your mom and me and my mom. the four of us saw it together.
Where?
At the Wharton Center in East Lansing.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. I was like, yeah, I saw Wicked like in high school, my junior year of high school. I haven't seen it since. But then
the last time it was touring, I think it was when I was living in LA still. It was the last time it was touring, and we were both home in Michigan for Christmas, and the four of us went. And I think we went to that Japanese steakhouse for dinner before.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh my God. Okay, well, never mind. So we have seen it. Did you think that it lived up to the experience of the stage show, the movie itself? I think it did.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you always have more to do with a bigger, like, unlimited set. You can always make it come more to life.
That's not always true because they could have easily fallen into the trap of, let's just CGI the fuck out of a green screen performance.
The only thing was CGI was the animals, no?
Well, yes, they were. I'm sure there was other things.
You think that animal
magic involved?
You think those bears were real?
I don't know. But I do hear that they I didn't read the books. Have you read the books?
No, but I've heard it's really good.
Yeah, I hear that they kind of go more into a lot of the stuff in the books. And like, because at first I was like, how are they splitting this up into two movies? How is the first movie longer than the musical itself? Or is it, I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, at least long enough to be its own standalone movie. I'm like, we have a whole nother second act coming? Like, what? But I never really thought like, only once did I think, let's start wrapping this up. And that was during I'm Not That Girl. I was like, okay, I don't know if at 1 a.m. I can handle a little bit of I'm Not That Girl.
A frolic through the forest?
Yeah, I mean, I liked it. I thought Cynthia killed it. I thought Arianka killed it. I thought both of them were really made for this experience.
I did too. What I was saying at the beginning, or what I meant to say, is I felt like because I was so used to listening to the recording of the original cast, it's like I felt like you notice when Cynthia takes risks and makes the like musical arrangements her own. I felt like Ariana, and correct me if I'm wrong, I felt like she, who was great, did it very similarly to how Kristen Chenoweth did.
Yes. Yeah. I really liked all the choices that Cynthia was making. I thought everything was close enough to the original so that the lovers of tradition could love it, but unique enough for me to understand, like, oh, she really is putting her own taste and flavor and spin. And I thought, oh my God, the build up to the finale, and I won't say what, you know, I won't, for people that want to still experience it, the finale, I thought, full body chills for prolonged moments.
Yeah.
Like, it was not just like, it really built up to an experience, and that final shot, well, that's not the final shot, but like one of the final shots that you see, I thought instantly iconic, like her with the sunset, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And oh my God, like I was like, wow, oh, wow. There were a lot of complaints that I saw online, even leading up to the movie coming out, about the saturation. And did you see the director, what he said about that?
No, I didn't see any commentary about the saturation at all. People had a problem with colors?
Well, people were saying that it wasn't like bright enough.
It's because they're staring at their phones scrolling all day.
Oh, get no, that's,
out!
That's a take.
Get out and look at trees, honey. Your eyes will go back to normal.
Well, in an interview, he was asked, quote, going back to The Wizard of Oz, what made the movie so special was how it leaned into the glorious Technicolor for its storytelling. And was, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but was it, I think Wizard of Oz was the first to use Technicolor. Maybe I made that up, but like definitely at least known for it. And the transition from black and white to color was like an iconic experience for the moviegoer.
I feel like I always get that mixed up too, because I feel like my dad always says it was like the first show he or first movie he watched in color.
Well, regardless, the interviewer says Wicked is a little desaturated except for the pink glow during Popular, which I thought was interesting. Which, how are you about to make that choice but not give us a green glow for some one of Elphaba's moments, like blink but okay. And he said, I mean, there's color all over it. I think what we wanted to do was immerse people into Oz to make it a real place, because if it was a fake place, if it was a dream in someone's mind, then the real relationships and the stakes that these two girls are going through wouldn't feel real. And for me, I guess I'm not trying to watch Wicked and make it and have it feel like a non-fantasy experience. Like my brain understands it to be fantasy. You're allowed to turn up the saturation, mama. Like, you don't need to make it look plain for me to enjoy it. It's not a drama.
Mm-hmm. I didn't notice any of that.
I thought it was a bit desaturated. I thought it was a little bit, I don't know, poorly lit.
You
like
wanted,
overlit.
You wanted,
I don't know,
Willy Wonka.
I guess I just, sorry, I enjoy the palette of color. Sorry, I just, also, what are you telling me, that the only two girls in school that don't have to wear the costume, the looks, the whatever.
Uniform?
The uniform? There's two girls in the school that don't have to wear the uniform, and they just so happen to be roommates that are leads in the play.
Listen, that's because Galinda is rich. And so you know how billionaires buy the world? Billionaires buy the laws? Yeah. That's her backstory. And okay. Well, Elphaba, nobody gave a shit about. So nobody really even wanted to be around her or talk to her. So they weren't bothering her about her look.
Okay, I guess. And it's really a smart, don't you think? You know, this hat? I thought the hat wasn't ugly. I thought I wear that hat. What do you mean everyone's dropping and gagging and turning off the music at the club? Who's DJing and turning off the music at the club when an ugly shows up? Not to say that she was ugly, but they were really acting like, oh my God, turn off the music and ugly is here. You don't think there's a slight hum at least of a music? Come on, Oz does.
You know who I hated?
Who? I bet I can guess.
Guess.
You hated Bach.
No.
Did you hate Fiero?
No.
Oh my God, Jonathan Bailey with a big green foot in his mouth?
Oof. Did you feel like once they became friends and it, when they were singing in the bedroom, did you feel like some of the looks that they put Elphaba in, she looked a little like Fiona as Shrek?
Yes. Next. Yeah. Sure,
I was like, was that intentional? Do all green women look the same to me?
Oh, whoa. Apparently they do have Arianka using REM Beauty without the labels.
Got it.
A little Easter egg for the ponytails.
Got it.
What does Ari call her fans? Don't change the subject. I'm not done talking about Wicked.
I wasn't done talking about who bothered me.
Oh.
Bowen Yang.
Whoa, what do you mean? He made the most out of every second of screen time.
Girl, you are doing too much. I don't care about
you.
This isn't a show about men.
Oh, okay. Well, there's the take, I guess.
I was like, oh, give it a rest, you bully. I'll bully you.
I appreciated a fleshed out characterization. I appreciated all the characters getting, I guess, a little bit more of a fleshed out characterization to understand their backstories and their intentions and their motivations. I thought, you know what? If this is going to be a 2.5 hour prequel of a prequel, it's like, yeah, I guess flesh them out a little. Let me understand who's who. Yeah. Yeah. See?
But otherwise, listen, I liked it. I'm going to see it again when I'm home for Christmas with my mom.
Okay.
And that might be tough because those theaters don't have stadium seating.
Ooh. Well, I don't know what you're going to do.
Yeah. Trouble.
Have you listened to the soundtrack? I haven't.
No. I thought about it
Will you be listening to it?
I thought about it when I was cooking dinner the other day. And I, you know what? I put on the original. I thought, okay, if I'm doing it, I'm listening to the original.
I just, now I feel like, oh, we have an entire year until part two. Well, now probably 360 days. And I'm like, it would be nice if it were next month. Like, I'm not sure if I want a whole another year of press junkets and brand licensing.
Listen, I hope both of the girls get nominated. I think they were both phenomenal for acting awards, blah, blah, blah. I mean, what I'm not going to be here for is like, I don't even know if it can be, but I don't want to sit there and watch it win Oscars for like best original song. It feels a little cheating. It feels a little cheating when it already won it for a Tony.
Well, I'm sorry. It's an original song.
It feels like cheating.
And you're going to eat it. What do you want to win? Like,
oh, wow. Shocking. A song that everybody loved 21 years ago is now the best song of this year as far as film goes. I'm sorry. I don't like that.
Is it eligible for best original song?
Probably.
Oh, so you're just making up something to be mad at. You don't even know.
I'm sure it is.
What's new? Corey making up something to be mad at. It will absolutely sweep the second tier awards. But as far as acting goes, it doesn't feel prestige.
Yeah, enough. It should win like set design. It should win costumes. Oh my god.
Yeah,
when they show up to Emerald City and everybody in Emerald City is wearing different colors of green, I'm like, this is what St. Patrick's Day should be instead of your shitty Walmart t-shirt.
Go off.
We should all be in varying shades of green. We should have those big oversized trouser bibs with no armholes. We should be like frogs. Okay. Dance frogs
for St. Patrick's Day.
Frogs dancing in the fountain.
Frogs.
You didn't see those frog people? They were giving frog people all the various shades of green. I thought, oh, wow, this just looks gorgeous. We should do this more often.
It was Gorgiania. I did think I loved it. I thought, you know what? I'm ready for them to do part two And then I'm ready for them to do Wizard of Oz. Give
you want a Wizard of Oz remake?
Give us the remake. Why not? It's been 90 years. Fucking do it. Pull the fucking trigger, mama. And I trust them with the keys to the building because you know what? The Wicked Part 1 was good. I think they can really honor Wicked Part 2, and I think that they can really honor Wizard of Oz. I think they could do it. Why not?
Who's
make it exact, make it literal.
Who's playing Dorothy?
I don't care. She's not alive yet.
You think Willie will play Toto?
Perhaps. I painted Willie. Did you see? Oh my god! I posted the caption. What?
I just can't sit through Timothy Chalamet as the Scarecrow. I can't sit through The Rock as the Tin Man. I can't sit. Who's playing the Cowardly Lion?
Oh, you know.
I can't. Harry Styles as the Cowardly Lion.
It's gonna be that guy who votes Republican, who's the guy in space with the 80s soundtrack. You know, he's Marvel, and he's in the 80s. With the raccoon is there.
You're and talking Groot? About Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yes. Who's that man?
Which man? The lead?
The main. Yes, the main man. Oh. He's married to maybe a blonde woman who's maybe someone you might
Chris?
Know. Probably.
Chris.
Jenner.
Chris. Not Chris Pine and not Chris Evans. Chris
Kirkpatrick.
From
Chris from Family Guy. Chris.
No, he's from Parks and Rec.
Chris. His name's not Chris, is it?
I don't know.
Chris? Is Chris Christ? Is Chris short for Christ? Is Chris short for Christ?
Chris Pratt.
Is that
Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah.
Chris as the Cowardly Pratt Lion. As the Cowardly Lion. Millie Timothy Bobby Chalamet. Brown as Dorothy.
Oh my god.
Timothy Chalamet as a Scarecrow.
And none other. Who's the wizard? Ooh. Who's the voice of the wizard? Ooh. Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Get him in. I guess whatever. Or whatever.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Wishbone.
And she's got a dog.
Oh, totally.
Totally.
Yes. Okay, so I liked it. I'm ready for the next one.
We've heard.
I'm on board. I don't think I'm going to see it again.
Are you on board or are you bored?
I'm bored. Do you have anything else you want to talk about? No, I have things.
No, we have 3 minutes left. We can't just not fill it with Wicked.
Okay. I tried to, and you said next.
What else do you have?
Well, Hailey Bieber.
Oh, wait, no.
Do you know who that is?
No, I have some. Hailey Bieber has nothing to do with Wicked.
Well, yeah, I was ready to move on. I thought you said you have other things.
No, I was saying
you don't want to talk about
Hailey
Bieber.
I was saying we only have 3 minutes left. We should fill it with Wicked instead of talking about Hailey Bieber.
Well, that's why I said okay, go. And now we're talking about it. And now we're talking about it.
Well, so there I was at the movies, and you know I like to sit on the end space because you can get out if you need to. And this old man was sitting next to me, and he got a large popcorn. And at the theater I go to, you order from the chair, and they bring it to you. And here,
whoa, what the fuck?
And my one complaint is they only have one
size. It's giving Wally.
They only have.
It's giving Wally.
My only complaint is they have one size of popcorn, and it's a huge, enormous, like steel pan bowl, like big old pan dish thing. This man orders it, eating the popcorn by himself. He's there for 15 minutes into the movie. They're all singing, "She's dead."
Good news.
She's dead. He gets up. I think maybe he's going to the bathroom. He never comes back.
Well, maybe he died.
I thought, well, what happened to you? And are you going to eat the rest of that popcorn?
Well, here's something to think about. Everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
Okay. So you think he went to the bathroom and had a heart attack on the can or something?
Oh my God, heart attack by Demi Lovato?
Yeah. What about it?
I've been listening to a lot of Demi Lovato. She's really giving it to me. She is. I saw Camp Rock.
All right. Give me one thing on your list.
Oh, you want to talk about other topics or you want to talk about Wicked? Are you done talking about Wicked?
Well, I told my popcorn story and you yawned during it. I guess I'll hear about Hailey Bieber.
Well, Justin Bieber was
Did they go to Wicked? You think they saw Wicked?
Shut up, child. Hailey Bieber. No, Justin Bieber was named the 8th greatest pop artist of all time or something.
Are you kidding?
And Hailey Bieber posts about it and is like, she said, quote, Billboard is a fucking joke as per usual, kiss emoji. Because Justin Bieber was only number 8 in the greatest pop stars of the 21st century. I want to be like, mama, just sit there and eat your nachos, because you complaining about it makes me think, you know what? You're a little bit correct, Miss Haley. Maybe he shouldn't be so close to number 1. What do you mean? Billboard is a fucking joke by saying he's only the 8th greatest of the 21st century. What do you think? He should be 7th, 6th, 5th, 4th, 3rd? Relax. You know?
Now, here I am. You really buried the lead, because I don't care about Justin Bieber. I want to know who's the top 10.
Who's the top 10?
Adele, 10th. Ariana, 9th. Bieber, 8th. Kanye, 7th. Britney, 6th. Gaga, 5th. Drake, 4th. Rihanna, 3rd. Number 2 and number 1 coming soon. Well, it's clearly going to be Beyonce.
Beyonce and who bought their way to the top?
Taylor Swift. There we go. Big spoilers. I know who the next two are. Yeah, so him being 8th, actually I think he's lucky he's 8th. I think it's insane that he's listed above Adele, and pretty insane that he's listed above Ariana.
I mean, He did have a huge cultural moment. I'm not going to say he didn't. And the lasting impacts of his celebrity is still being felt. With that said, do I think he's above Adele? I'm not quite sure, mama.
Wow.
I actually think he is above Adele.
They did 25 people. Katy Perry got 25th.
Damn, that's shade within itself.
Yeah. All right. Well, someone's hammering in my backyard, and I'm sure all of you can hear that. So,
is that a euphemism? I hear it. they're really banging up back there.
I don't know who's doing what out there, but we better wrap this up.
Remember to breathe and relax. And
who, me?
Yeah, these are like bottoming tips. Because aren't we talking about you bottoming?
No, we're talking about someone hammering.
Somebody's banging in your hammering in your backyard.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Where can people find you?
Are people born Fergalicious, or do they have Fergaliciousness thrust upon them?
Both.
Okay.
Where's Fergie in the top 25?
Now we're talking. See, people don't recognize. Fergie should have been Madame Morrible. Or whatever her name is.
I like that.
Where's Fergie?
I like that.
I actually love that. Get her in. Did you ever see The Wiz?
Yes.
I still need to see it, but people keep talking about how it's actually a horror film.
Okay.
Scary?
Watch it.
Question mark?
I guess that's where people can find you.
You can watch me watching The Wiz. Where can people find you?
You can find me working in queer media.
You are working in queer media.
I'm double.
We haven't even talked about that.
I am double dipping, piggy dipping in queer media.
This person being all people on the internet are holding space for defying the lyrics of Defying Gravity. I appreciate just how much the internet is finding the absurdity in that clip, because it is, we need to take a step back and everyone needs to shut the hell up for half a minute to hear ourselves. The people are holding space for the lyrics of Defying Gravity and Cynthia being like, that's what I wanted.
Acting as if she wrote the song.
As if she wrote the song. And then zoom out and see Arianka holding just her finger. And then zoom out and the interviewer being like, well, I did see a couple of posts. And so to extrapolate that into the internet is holding space. Oh my God, we have lost the plot. Plot is lost. Does anybody know where it went?
I think I saw, though, they said that interview was filmed the week of the election. Maybe that's why it was more impactful.
Everyone was holding space that week.
Yeah,
space was being very held.
The aliens were in the ocean, baby. Space was in the headlines.
Okay. Well, you know, what was I about to say? Something about Wicked. I was all worked up about what?
Wicked. Holding space for Wicked. Her holding her fingernail is the new what's that painting?
God touching Adam or whatever? I don't know who's touching who.
Her holding her fingernail. Can we be that for Halloween next year?
Yes, I did feel a little bummed that every preview was for a remake or a sequel. We got Moana 2, How to Train Your Dragon,
live action.
We got this, that, the other, Lion King, Simba original prequel, blah blah blah. I was like, damn, not to say this, but because I'm sure
not
there's
an original
a million
thought
original
in sight.
No. There are millions of original thoughts in Hollywood. Not an original thought for the decision makers in Hollywood, because there's a lot of people in Hollywood with original thoughts, not an original thought intended by the money movers and shakers of Hollywood, because they know what can cash in and what can't. All they care about is the dollar line, which is the bottom line of the dollar, whatever. And so that's why we're about to get live action Moana.
When my work did the Halloween costume contest this year, because it's all just done on Zoom. Somebody didn't have a costume, so they just put their hand on screen like cousin or like a thing from the Addams Family. Mm-hmm. So next year, I'm just going to have my hands be Ariana Grande holding Cynthia Erivo's nail.
Sure.
For my Zoom Halloween costume.
Okay.
I kind of love it.
I think you'll be a little bit late, but then again,
you'll be
right on time.
We'll be right on time for the squeakquel.
Okay.
All right, later.
Bye. Bye, everyone. Hey, wait, what did everyone think of Wicked? Tell us. I want to know. Okay, bye.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.